And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Developments in Bakhmut, Ukraine, are giving both Ukraine and Russia reasons to claim momentum has shifted in their favor. Details from Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
Ukrainian forces say that they're continuing to advance on the northern and southern flanks of the city of Bakhmut in an attempt to encircle and trap the Russian troops inside, just days after Moscow claimed to have finally captured it through 8 months of grinding warfare. Meanwhile, in another mocking public statement against Russia's regular military establishment, the Wagner Group's head, Yevgeny Prigozhin, has repeated his vow to pull his mercenaries out of the city starting on May 25th, handing over control to government forces.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda speaking. And more on the debt limit crisis in Washington is correspondent Freaking.
Under a default, the government would continue running, but it would only be able to pay the amount of money that it has coming into the Treasury. It would be very difficult to prioritize who would be getting that money. Social Security benefits, veterans payments, bond payments would all be subject possibly to not occurring.
U.S. President Joe Biden.
Ukrainian forces say that they're
McCarthy. Say they and their lead negotiators have had a productive meeting at the White House on the impasse over the government's debt ceiling. In fact, yet there is still no agreement Monday as Washington races to strike a budget compromise and raise the nation's borrowing limit. This is VOA News. A colleague of former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan has been freed from detention. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma explains.
Pakistani court has ordered the release of Shireen Mazari, who served as rights minister under Khan during his 2018 to 2022 term in office. Mazari was arrested last week in the capital, Islamabad, on charges of inciting people to violence. Now the authorities have ordered her release following a petition by her daughter. However, the family says that despite the court order, Mazari has still not been let go. The government's pressing ahead with plans to prosecute thousands of Khan's followers implicated in recent anti-government violence. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pope Francis has sent one of his top sex crimes investigators to Bolivia at a time when the Andean nation is being shaken by an escalating pedophilia scandal involving priests. Monsignor Jordi Bertmo, a leading member of the churches for the doctrine of the faith, arrived in Bolivia on the same day as a former Jesuit seminarian. Also landed in the country vowing to reveal more information about alleged cases of abuse. The Bolivian Episcopal Conference said that the visit is not directly related to the recent sex abuse allegations, but had been planned earlier to analyze the progress made in the field of the culture of prevention promoted by the Vatican. Columnist E. Jean Carroll is seeking additional defamation damages from former U.S. President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Norman Hall gives us more details.
Jean Carroll won a $5 million sexual abuse and defamation award against former President Donald Trump. Now she's seeking at least $10 million more in a new court filing that seeks to hold him liable for remarks he made after the verdict. An amended lawsuit seeking the $10 million in compensatory damages plus more in punitive damages was filed in Manhattan by lawyers for Carroll. They say remarks by Trump in response to her rape allegation so spoiled her reputation that she lost her longtime job as an Elle magazine advice columnist. They said in the rewritten lawsuit that Trump doubled down on derogatory remarks about Carroll at a cable television appearance a day after the verdict. I'm Norman Hall.
President Joe Biden's decision to allow allies to train Ukrainian forces on how to operate F-16 fighter jets and eventually provide the aircraft themselves seemed like an abrupt change in position, but was in fact one that came after months of internal debate and quiet talks with allies. Biden announced during last week's Group of Seven summit in Japan that the U.S. would join the F-16 coalition. Over the past 3 months, administration officials shifted toward the view that it was time to provide Ukrainian pilots with the training. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.